tell you, there's lots of controversy going on as far as gambling is concerned. And State Senator Tony Wong, I give him credit. He doesn't back down. There are people who think that we're going to have plenty of it here in the state. He is co-chair, by the way, of the General Assembly's Housing Committee, and he's got something going on tonight at the Edmond Town Hall in Newtown.
And Brad, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview. Chair, Senator, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Brad and Dan. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, the pleasure is ours. How about, first of all, informing our audience about this Job Skills Forum tonight in Newtown?
Well, it is my ninth annual program, and it really is to really let the people know that we care about them and that we understand that the job climate is so challenging and so fast changing that we have brought in tremendous experts in the area of the Department of Labor, coaching and counseling, and we've actually brought in a psychologist to work and help people go through the tremendous challenges of job loss and long-term unemployed. It has been a wonderful program where people have said, I have no idea where to go. I've just lost my job, or I feel I'm being out technology'd out of my current situation. I'm really concerned. How do I plan for my future of a new career, a new job? And we have so many resources out there. And what I wanted to do was be able to bring that to the people and to also help those people that are suffering through the emotional trauma of job loss or long-term job loss, that they are not alone, that there's so many people out there that have sometimes given up on the job market. And we are saying to them, with support, with understanding, and with resources that we have to their use, that they can begin a new career. Because a job is not just something for economics. It is a sense of self-esteem, a sense of identity, a sense of being a part of something greater. So I think it's a program that is long overdue. We should do more of it. We should never think that a job is something that people trudge and go to work. I listen to you two in the morning, and you are two individuals that love their job, and you contribute and you give so much. A job should be that for everyone.
Senator, now, a big, big question. Bridgeport, gambling everywhere in Connecticut, and MGM, whether we want to believe it or not, is having a tremendous influence. And in Springfield, Massachusetts, I have met someone that works at a particular a restaurant where I get breakfast every now and then, and she told me that the MGM is turning Springfield around, and now they want to come to Bridgeport. $675 million. What do you think about that? Are they going to make it? Are we going to let them in?
Well, it is always that tremendous lure of gambling in itself that excites people and draws them in. But as I said repeatedly, let's always remember, it is a business in which the house always wins. So someone has to lose. But as we look at that, look at the template that we've had in which gambling and casino expansion has gone into communities. That entity as a whole has thrived. But what about the broader community? I've heard testimonies of businesses surrounding the two tribes in southeastern Connecticut. That Main Street restaurant that said, I'm going to love the idea. They're going to bring business. They're going to bring customers. It's going to be a tourist destination. But the problem is the model of casinos are self-enclosed. You go in. You don't ever leave. There are restaurants there. There's shopping. There's entertainment. The whole gamut is it's going to be self-contained. I fear to think that same breakfast spot in 5 years after MGM gets going, will it really possibly exist? That is the pitfall that we need to be sensitive to as lawmakers, the fact that look at the malaise and the devastation of Atlantic City. The promise of 30 years ago has not realized. And the other real issue is this. Why are they making such an impact? Well, the latest disclosure in regards to lobbying dollars spent in the two tribes and MGM in 2017, both entities spent over $5 million in lobbying.
Wow.
And that's advertising, that's direct mail, that is paying for lawyers, paying for ads. Over $5 million in 2017 alone, pitching the wonderful, wonderful assets and contributions of gambling expansion. We have this group that I'm part of, the No Gambling Expansion Group, where 17 to 18 church groups, from Catholics to Congregationalists to Methodists to Muslim community groups to interfaith groups and community groups that pick up the broken lives, they have been spending their time trying to get the message out. And I thank to heaven, both of you and your passionate awareness program. Here's the deal. We had one part-time individual, and everybody else is a volunteer, and they have less than $800 in the bank. Truly, we talked about David versus Goliath. I recognize that gambling has a unique relationship in our state. We've had it with the tribes, but it's on tribal land. And we have not spent enough money understanding societal cost. I've said it over and over again. If we're going to have gambling, you've got to take care of the effects. And we've not done that. And ultimately, it's not the casinos that are going to take care of those people. It's the broken families and their lives, and ultimately, the state. So I think the importance is to talk about, look, gambling is here. It's everywhere. But are we going to go the easy way? Or should we as a state look at building deeper roots, supporting our local businesses, supporting our local manufacturing? Those things don't happen by a flash of a card or a pull of a slot machine. What that means is you wake up every morning like you two do, and it's, as you've done every single day, get yourself up, go to work. Make a hard day's work for a hard day's earned dollar. Those work ethics are what built this country. But are we being seduced by the fact, spend a dollar, win a million?
Senator, that's hang in there. We're going to get a traffic update, and then we'll be back more with Senator Tony Huang, Brad. But I know traffic is an important part this morning, so let's get an update.
We get a check, and then we get back to our discussion here. And if any of you have a phone call that you want to get involved, please, please do it. 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and time to, as Dan said, check our traffic and Cindy, how does it look right now? And Bouvier Insurance, great insurance company sponsoring our traffic every single morning. And you are on, Cindy, and give us a report.
All right, Brad. On 84 westbound, we've got a stalled tractor trailer on the shoulder near exit 23. It is causing some extra delays back through at least exit 26. Also eastbound, bumper to bumper as usual through that stretch, exits 23 through 25. We are also tied up from exits 41 into 46, heading towards Sisson Avenue, 91 south. Now with a crash sitting on the right shoulder and partially blocking up the right lane on the Hartford-Windsor line near exit 34. And 9 south, good news there. Accident by exit 23 in Berlin was clear. There are residual delays back to New Britain. Also in Newtown, 84 west, exit 9, there's a crash sitting on the shoulder. 691 east is busy with sun glare delays over Meriden Mountain. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Cindy Waitman back at 8:34 with your last traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, and I thank you, Cindy. You know, Dan, we have talked a great deal about this whole situation with gambling, and I'm surprised, and I know that you are too, some of the folks that are supporting it to get it passed. But the big situation could be Bridgeport State Senator Tony Wong is our special guest this morning, co-chair of the General Assembly's Housing Committee. And again, Bridgeport, it looks like $675 million as far as Bridgeport is concerned. And, you know, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of yes money many times. And what do you think? Will that happen? Do you believe it will happen?
I don't believe it will happen in the foreseeable future, because the challenge is the General Assembly, in its passage of legislation that I strongly objected to, literally gave a guaranteed monopoly of gambling to the two tribes. The compact over 20-some years ago was struck to that our 25% of slot revenue guarantees that the two tribes have say in how we handle gambling in this state. Unless we change that, and MGM is spending a lot of legal money challenging the legality of it, and they may have some basis of it. Who's to tell someone that they can't build a business? So from a legal aspect and a legislative aspect, we're going to be mired in that debate, because you can't slip it under the rug. The fact is, we are in a state that legislatively gave a monopoly control of gambling to two tribes. So that is one that's going to be litigated, and it's going to be challenged ad nauseum, because the federal government and the Department of Indian Affairs have not given any clear direction. Attorney General Jepson has said they are extremely concerned with the liability. So on a legal basis, we have that challenge. On a second basis, we have an opportunity where, literally, MGM is looking to promote and advocate for Bridgeport. But the reality is, the business model may not be sustainable. Because if you look at the growth of gambling businesses surrounding Connecticut, 20 years ago, we were the only game in town. But now you have Empire and Yonkers, you have Rhode Island, you have Springfield, you have up in the Hudson Valley region, you have casino and gambling all over the place. And the problem is the robust expectations of recently opened casinos in New York have fallen significantly short of expectations. What happens? What happens if these huge investments are being put forth and huge promises of gold at the end of the rainbow doesn't realize? It's going to be devastating for our community. Let's go back to the basis of saying, let's rebuild our cities. Let's support this infrastructure, the people, the industry, and the innovation of people. Gambling's not the way. But so the answer that's important. And the other segment that's not really talked about, and we're moving at rapid speed in the General Assembly, is sports betting. Yep. We're going to go forth in this General Assembly and allow for sports betting. But it's not even been decided by the federal Supreme Court yet, but we're getting ready to get into sports gambling. The fundamental basis that I'm opposed to sports gambling is, even on the heel of the Super Bowl, where gambling is going on everywhere, but the problem is when you legalize sports gambling, you create that what was a sporting athletic endeavor, where teams and colleges and sports are being cheered for the love of the game, it becomes a financial objective. And it brings so many perils into the integrity of the game.
Let me just interrupt you just a minute, Senator, but also you'll be able to do it from home. You know, you can sit there with your telephone and do it from home. What will that do to people that shouldn't be gambling? What will it do with younger people? I mean, how are they going to control all of these things that they want to do in the state of Connecticut?
Absolutely correct. The fact is, with the saturation of casino and slot gambling pervading all over this country, the fact is it's a saturated, declining market. And the reality is, the only way you can grow that business is to have more gamblers, more people that are enamored or addicted to this mode of entertainment. The reality is, if you go online, people can do it in the privacy. Mm-hmm. You know, what's fascinating is gambling addiction is the single highest cause of suicides, and that people do it in silence, because it's not as though you do it in a congregate setting. You can gamble in silence, suffering under addiction, and having a phone, having a computer to be able to gamble is really, if you take a look at it, the growth opportunity of raising more money in that business model. So it frightens me. And we're going to have a generation of people growing up that have played games like Candy, Angry Bird.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you put a dollar denomination?
Now, let me ask you this. Does the General Assembly, our General Assembly, and the people in it have guts enough to stand up and to fight this? Or are there those over there that will just let it go?
Well, are they beholden to the special interest?
Yes, you mentioned before, absolutely.
The $5 million, Senator.
I can't assign. I applaud my work of my fellow colleagues. I just know that if you truly, honestly looked at the devastation of addiction and the potential false promise of gambling riches, are we doing the right thing as legislators? It's the same type of premise where someone from out of state said to me, boy, Connecticut used to be known as a state of integrity, steady habits, and statesmen. We've now become a state that's known for trying to catch up to everybody, that if someone else is doing it, we should do it for the money, that we want to legalize marijuana, we want to push for more alcohol consumption, and we want to legalize gambling at every, because it's easy money. Well, I say no, because it matters to me that we shouldn't be like everyone else, that we should go back and work hard for every dollar and respect the dollars that we gain and not spend it in a budget that has a no sense of respect for taxpayers. Maybe we go back to those roots and stop looking for more money and maybe live within our means to do what we should.
But have you got enough people over there that will do that? I don't think you do.
Well,
I don't think you do, Senator.
I'm going to try my best. And with support of people like you that are getting the message out and the good people of the No Gambling, No Casino Expansion Group, with what little resources we have, their belief is they're trying to make a positive difference. And look, I hope that my federal delegation, who espouses to be such advocates for the common man and women and to fight for things in the communities, have they not heard the cries of our communities and our church communities to say gambling is devastating people's lives? Why have they not come out and said anything?
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet in that area, hasn't it?
Crickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, but the battle is still on, and I don't think it's going to be a pushover. I just have a feeling there are a good many people that are not big talkers, but when the chips are down, they know what is best for the state of Connecticut and themselves.
Well, Brad and Dan, we got an election in November 2018. The people have a vote. They have a voice. And if they come out and say to those legislators, I know what's going on, I don't support this, and I'm watching you.
Senator, before we let you go again, recap what's taking place tonight at Edmond Town Hall in Newtown.
It's a fantastic program in which we are providing tools and information and skills for people that are looking to make career changes, that are unemployed and long-term unemployed, and we're providing you with tools, networking opportunity, and skills and a support network for people that want to do this. And what I'm looking to do is afterwards to create a podcast and a video of that program. If you can't attend, you can visit my website next week, Senator Huang, HWANG.com. We'll have the link for the entire program so you can watch at your comfort. But these are tremendous professionals that have given up their time to be able to help the people in their communities, offering their expertise in the job skills market to help people find a job. And I said again, I'm gonna leave with this. A job is not simply something to earn a living, and it's important, but it is a sense of self-esteem, a sense of being in a community, a sense of being involved. There is nothing more important than that.
Senator, before we let you go, 4 weeks from today, the New York Yankees play their first exhibition game of the season. Can you believe it?
I can't wait. you know what? And the thing is, we are under the peril that no longer are people going to watch the game for the pure love of it. If we put in sports betting, they don't even care about the game.
That's true. I never thought of that, but that's true.
You're right. Yeah.
So,
thanks for being with us. Much.
It's always an honor and a privilege, and I thank both of you because you both do a job that you love and it shows, and you're a gift to our state.
Senator, thank you. You take care.
My pleasure. Thank you.
8:30 in the morning, and we'll.